Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107, Sunday, Second Class, June 15th, 2025, Romans.
As we get ready for part two, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And then we thank you for the privilege we have this morning of fellowshipping with you through the study of your word. And as we do so, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name, amen. And to remind you again one more time, tomorrow, Vacation Bible School begins tomorrow. Your prayers are greatly appreciated. We got a great group of kids signed up, and parents will be here. And so if you could pray for that, pray that the grace gospel is given clearly and accurately. Pray that God will use this to bring many sons into glory. And pray that basic doctrines will be communicated clearly and accurately, that there might be edification of these children and their parents. All right, Romans chapter 8, verses 15 and 16 sounds like this again. For you have absolutely not received again a life of slavery producing fear, mental attitude, sin of fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as adult sons, by means of which we keep on crying out, Abba, Father. Verse 16, the Spirit Himself, God the Holy Spirit, testifies along with our spirit, the human spirit, that we are the children of God. Now in verse 17, we have a transitional verse. In the first half of verse 17, we have positionally the sons of God, we are, and experientially the children of God, technon, as heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. That's the first half of verse 17. The second half, we have undeserved suffering for blessing in time. That's the highest category of blessing, greater grace blessing for spiritually mature believers, winner believers. And that is with, combined with, glorified with Christ in eternity. So in the second half, we have undeserved suffering for blessing in time and glorified with Christ in eternity. All right, the first half, the heirship of the church age believer. Romans 8, verse 17. And if children, then heirs. We have the postpositive conjunction deb plus the conditional particle ae plus the nominative singular plural of technon, again, plus the conjunction chi with the nominative plural of kleronomos. All right, we have the start out conjunction de. That's de, de. And here it is not a conjunction of contrast, it's a transitional de. And you may translate that and, moreover, then, now. We're going to translate it and. And then we have the conditional particle a. with the verb eimi. So we have ae plus eimi, ei, eimi. Now, so we have a plus the indicative of the verb eimi. Now, the verb is actually left out by ellipsis, but it must be supplied, and it introduces a first-class condition, which says, and if we are children, children of God, first-class condition, and we are children of God, and then we have the conjunction chi. It's the adjunctive use of chi, not connective, adjunctive. And the adjunctive use of chi translated also. So this is an adjunctive chi. Also, we are also kleronomoi, the plural of kleronomos. That's K-L, long E-R-O-N-O-M-O-O-O-O. Kleronomos. And kleronomos in the plural, heirs. And if we are children of God, if we are children, children of God, first class condition, and we are children of God, we are also heirs. And now that's amplified. Now the spotlight, what? Heirs of what? Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. So we have the particle men with the conjunction de, plus the nominative plural of kleronomos repeated with the genitive singular of theos, plus the nominative plural of sung kleronomos with the genitive singular of Christos. Now, for those of you who have been faithful to assemble here again and again and again, you know exactly all about this. For those of you who don't, you need to start assembling here more and more consistently and faithfully. Men and dad. This is classical. This is classical Greek. That's what this is. Classical Greek. Correctly, you translate this. On the one hand, that's men, and then de, but on the other hand. So we have on the one hand, men, but on the other hand. That's men and de. And then we have kleronomoi theou. This is the plural of kleronomos, K-L, long E-R-O-N-O-M-O-I. That's the plural ending. And then the genitive singular of theos is theou. Kleronomoi theou. And that is heirs of God. Heirs of God, God the Father, first person of the Trinity. Heirs of God, God the Father, and then sung kleronomoi Christou. I may not be able to get this on here. Ah, just put a smaller. Look at that. So now we added to that kleronomos the preposition soon. So this is when you have two gammas together, the first one transliterated like an N, and then a K, L, E, long E, R, O, N, O, M, O, I. Again, that's the plural. And then the genitive of Christos is Christou. So kleronomoi Christou, and that is joint heirs with Christ. So we have here, and if we are children, children of God, first class condition, and we are children of God, we are also heirs. We are also heirs. On the one hand, we are heirs of God the Father. Oh. This is a secret elixir. And if we are children, children of God, first class condition, and we are children of God, we are also heirs. On the one hand, we are heirs of God the Father. But on the other hand, we are joint heirs with Christ. That's very, very powerful. On the one hand, we are heirs of God the Father. But on the other hand, we are joint heirs with Christ. All right. One. All of us as believers are the heirs of God. All of us as believers are the heirs of God. Two, we are heirs of God through adoption. Adult sons, huioi, adult sons, as a result of the baptism of the Spirit. Current positional truth, we are in union with Jesus Christ. So we are heirs of God through adoption. Adult sons through the baptism of the Spirit. Current positional truth. Three, we are heirs of God through the new birth, regeneration, born again, technon, children of God. We are heirs of God through the new birth, regeneration. We are born again at the moment of faith in Jesus Christ. Four, heirship results in great blessing. See, God has the most phenomenal plan for us. And that plan is the plan of blessing, 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 blessing. That's God's plan. Now, there are a lot of Christians that they think their plans are better than God's plan. And it's not. They're not. Their plans are way, way worse. The best plan of all time for every one of you is God's plan for your life. His plan for your life is to bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you. He established a grace pipeline at the moment of salvation to what? It instantly sent down 40 salvation blessings above and beyond anything you could ever ask or think. And every day from that day right up to today, He's been sending down logistical grace, blessing and support, temporal security to keep you alive in the middle of the devil's world, blessing you day after day. Why? To give you a chance to start making good decisions. Good decisions. Good decisions to grow up in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. Good decisions to live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills. Good decisions to attain spiritual maturity, have virtue, love brought to completion in your heart. And when that's reality, then God sends down that grace pipeline, greater grace blessings. Greater grace blessings for time and greater grace blessings for all eternity, which were awarded at the judgment seat of Christ. That's the plan that God has for you. Now, there's a lot of believers that, by their own free will, make bad decisions. They make bad decisions to live out of fellowship with God. They make bad decisions to live by the lust patterns of the sin nature. They make bad decisions to live in Satan's cosmic system. And as a result, they will miss out. Oh, they will still be in heaven. They can't lose their salvation. But at the judgment seat of Christ, they will have embarrassment and shame at the judgment seat of Christ. And they will miss out on all of the fantastic crowns and rewards that God has for the winner believer that will be given at the judgment seat of Christ. And there will be many, many Christians, multitudes of Christians, who will lose out on all of that. They'll be in heaven. They can't lose their salvation. But you can lose out on all of these fantastic greater grace blessings and reward. So heirship results in great blessing. 5, as believers, we are the heir of the living and true God, the God of the universe. As believers, we are the heir of the living and true God. I mean, how great is that? We are the heir of the living and true God, the God of the universe. You're all heirs. 6. That means that comparable blessings are available to us as a part of God's plan of grace. That means that comparable blessings are available to us as a part of God's plan of grace. Grace, grace, grace. 7. Heirship is related to the concept of blessing from the justice of God. Blessing from the justice of God right here in time while we're living on planet Earth, and blessing from the justice of God for all eternity. So again, verse 17, and if we are children, children of God, first class condition, and we are children of God, we are also heirs. On the one hand, we are heirs of God the Father, but on the other hand, we are joint heirs with Christ. Well, that brings us to, what does the Bible have to say about heirship? Not A-I-R ship. What does the Bible have to say about heirship? 1. The grace plan of God has provided an inheritance for the believer. And that inheritance includes in time and for all eternity. Both in time and for all eternity. Turn over to 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1. We start at verse 3. Now you might have the word blessed. This is worthy of praise and glorification. That's the best way to translate this. Worthy of praise and glorification be the God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy, mercy is grace in action, that's mercy, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to obtain an inheritance, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you who are protected by the power of God through faith for salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. 1 Peter 1:3 through 5. So the grace plan of God has provided an inheritance for the believer in both time and in eternity. 2. Heirship is based on sonship. Heirship is based on sonship. We are the adult sons of God. 3. Therefore, salvation is the qualification for this inheritance. Salvation, faith in Christ, is the qualification for this inheritance. Turn over to Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1. So therefore, salvation is the qualification. Faith in Christ is the qualification for this inheritance. Colossians chapter 1, verse 12, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. For he delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. 4. All of the heirs of God have been justified by his grace through faith in Jesus Christ, and we are imputed with the righteousness of God. All of the heirs of God have been justified, declared righteous by the grace, by his grace, through faith in Jesus Christ, we are imputed at that moment of faith in Christ with the righteousness of God and declared to be justified, declared righteous by faith in Christ. Turn over to Titus. Titus chapter 3. Titus chapter 3. All right, Titus 3, verse 5. He saved us not on the basis of works which we have done in self-righteousness, but he saved us according to his mercy, grace in action, by the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out upon us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we might be made heirs of eternal life according to the hope. It's a great passage. I love that. You got to understand that beginning. He saved us not on the basis of our works, which we have done in self-righteousness, but according to his mercy, grace in action. Then he explains it. By the washing of regeneration, born again by faith in Christ, and renewing by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out upon us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified, declared righteous by his grace through faith in Christ, we might be made heirs of eternal life according to his confidence and hope. So all of the heirs of God have been justified by his grace through faith in Christ. We are imputed with the righteousness of God. Titus 3, 5 through 7. 5. Therefore, to become an heir of God, you must have God's perfect righteousness and God's eternal life. To become an heir of God, you must have God's perfect righteousness, justification by faith, and eternal life. And that is taught by the Apostle John very clearly in 1 John 5:11 to 13, which says, in fact, this is the written testimony that God the Father, as the author of the plan of salvation, Operation Grace, has given to us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. The one who has the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, has eternal life. The one who does not have the Son of God absolutely does not have eternal life. I have written these things to you, to the ones who believe in the person of the Son of God, in order that you may know that you keep on having eternal life. So to become an heir of God, you must have God's perfect righteousness, justification by faith alone in Christ alone, apart from any and all works, and God's eternal life. 1 John 5:11 to 13. All right, that's a good start on heirship. But come back next week after Vacation Bible School is completed, and we'll have the rest of the doctrine of heirship. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.